Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Let's Talk Archetypes with your host, renowned intuitive and author, Roy Solberg.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining me today. This is May 1st, 1st of May. You know, wasn't there a time when we had like maypole dances and celebrations and so on? I vaguely remember that as a child. I wonder what happened to all that. Anyway, today, speaking of maypole dances and enjoying our childhood, we're going to talk about the child archetype. And I've invited Mia Whitmore to join us. And we're going to talk about the inner child, the creative child. You know, child is one of the four basic archetypes. You have the child, the victim, the saboteur, and the prostitute. Everyone has these four archetypes in their lives. They're called the survival archetypes. When you're a child, we, around the age of six, make a decision about life. And when we make that decision, we make choices and contracts. And these choices and contracts and vows that we take influence our present life. About the age of 13, we make a decision about how we work in the world. So the first one is how the world works, and then how we fit in, how we create our life in that process. So these choices move into patterns, habits, thoughts, and we then decide that this is just who I am. This is exactly who I am, and I'm not going to change or can't change. So I invited Mia here today to assist us in getting into the inner child archetype. The inner child is the creative one, that magical part of us. When I was a kid, I think I've mentioned it before, there was a program called Let's Pretend. Well, that's the magical child. So Mia is called the Passion Muse. And so Mia, why don't you come on now? I think you're already in the loop, and I want to talk about your program. Hello. I was just saying, I want to talk about your program, I Am Who I Am. I love this, yes. Body Mechanics from the Inside Out. So welcome
Thank
to
you.
The show.
Thank
and
you.
I am.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say I'm Mia Sines Whitmore, and thank you so much for having me on your show today. It's beautiful and happy May Day.
And thank you.
And I love so much working with people on their inner child, because my program, I Am Who I Am, literally came from meditation and prayer. And people who know my story and know me understand that I had a very difficult childhood, but the glory of it is I'm here to help others, and I'm here to serve. And so that's what I love. And I Am Who I Am is our reflection to the divine. We are part of the divine, and our inner child is the divine. And so we re-raise that inner child and bring it up to the glory of adulthood, and it literally can come in and save your life when you absolutely need it, when you're in your most desperate space of any depression, being scared, anything that hits us in our lives. Our inner child, when we work on re-raising it up to this glory spot, is literally there as an adult with us, holding our hands side by side. It sounds maybe a little unusual for people, but it's truly beautiful, and it has saved my life literally many times, kept me very, very, very sane.
So. What... I love it. I absolutely love it, because that is so important to all of us, to be in touch with our inner child in order to create the life and the spirit and express that, well, express our soul's passion into the world. So tell me the first step. If someone comes to you and they have all sorts of issues and are not communicating to the inner child, tell me how you work with them.
Well, first, when I meet with people, I do a type of an intake, understanding who they are, because each person, as you know, is individual and unique, and some are in less of a growth of their inner child than others. And if you tell me you must save me, I say, I'll give you 24 hours. This is what I want you to think about. And if you say that again, I can't work with you, because it's your work, and it's you. So one of the things I do with clients is I say, spend an amount of time. This is both ones that are scared and ones that are not scared. You need to imagine your life. You need to dream, believe, create. So you take the time and the space to imagine the most amazing life that you could create. That means yourself, even what you look like, your relationship with a partner, what that relationship looks like, your children, not how they look, but how you want to interact with them and how you want to bless their lives so they are blessed human beings. Your work, your spirituality, whether it's religion or spirituality, whatever it is, you create your life in this dream. We cannot know what we want in life unless we spend the time dreaming. And once we dream it and feel the heart connection with our mind, that's when we believe we can do it and we step out and we create it. So literally then I work with my clients on their confidence, their self-love, and raising their inner child. So it's not it's not a small process. It's a major experiential. But it's beautiful because I have people a year later or more writing me saying, oh, my God, I'm beautiful. I look at myself naked in the mirror, and I'm heavier than I've ever been, and I am sexy and gorgeous. And I'm like, right on. You absolutely are. So
I agree with you on the thing of saving, and if you say that again, you know, we're done. I think it's very important that people own their own power. And when you go to someone, too often we have a tendency to turn it over to the person and feel like we're being saved. So I'm with you on that one. So
good.
So you have that. So we have the vision. In my work, I call it changing your story to change your life, which is we're on the same page there. So then what? Then how do you work with them? I want to go through the steps. So if someone is listening and is ready to shift their life, then they can call you or take your course.
Certainly. My course is a 6-week course, and it's deeply experiential. I have them actually look at themselves in the mirror, and there's things that they are telling themselves. They start out by telling themselves, I love you. And from that reaction, we go from there. They journal everything every day. And believe it or not, something as simple as I love you can bring the most emotional traumatic experience. For me, when I did it when I was 25, I immediately started crying and said, no, I hate you. So I understand the deep-rooted pain. And I teach people to love themselves and how to love themselves. And to dig in through meditation, they spend an evening a week dating themselves, no one else, just themselves, the perfect date, because they learn how to, I mean, in all avenues, eating, going out, staying in, going to a concert, and then even being intimate with themselves. I don't want to know that aspect, but I do want to hear about the other parts of the night. And it's teaching people that they don't need anyone else. They're complete packages. They're divinely created right here. And then the next night they do my inner child meditation, and it's 50 minutes long, and they go in through the meditation, and they meet their inner child each week, and they embrace and love that child and talk to them or her, depending on, you know, if it's a man or a woman or who you think your child is. It's a beautiful process, and there's a lot of other things that we do as well besides that. There's a lot of confidence building in other avenues. They have to also read certain books because it will open their horizon on exactly who is speaking. I use Conversations with God by Neil Donald Walsh because it's incredibly beautiful when people start to read that and say, oh, my goodness, I've been listening to these negative voices, and I didn't realize there's a difference between God good and, you know, the divine and these negative voices that are within. So it teaches people to switch over to the divine, listening to who they truly are and listening then to their higher self. It's all one huge complete package. So as you can see, it's not just a lecture. It's truly experiential within their whole being.
Exactly. And we have to get down to that core. I call it, you know, getting down to the bone, where all of that illusion of we're not good enough, or we're not beautiful, or we're not lovable, just right. sort of floats away. I mean, it is
right.
it is a powerful program that you have. I'm very impressed. And
thank you. And the book and workbook will be out in the next couple months.
Oh,
so,
perfect.
Yes. So,
and you have a book out now, don't you?
I have a book that I had created 3 years. I have several books, but I have a book that I created that's out. It's sort of like Chicken Soup for the Soul. And it was with some other authors, and that's how I got published. I went to New York 3 years ago to sell my Connecting to Your Passion Core, and it was doing really well with bidding, but I went through a hard time in my life, and I pulled my book. So there's no more pulling projects. There's only stepping forward, because my inner child is exactly where she needs to be.
Oh, so. Perfect. And when you get into a situation where you're not in your positive self, how do you pull yourself out? What methods do you use?
I just wrote an article about a year and a half ago on that. I was, if I can quickly share it, it'll explain briefly. The article has a dirty title to it, because it's like, doggone it. Well, it's worse than that. But what happened was, I literally, my soul was raped. I was almost, I felt like I was physically raped and abused sexually. And so I ran into the bathroom. I was able to get away from where I was. I went into my house, into my home, turned on the water, took off my clothes. I was still reeling in despair. And I looked at myself and I said, oh, my goodness, you're ugly. Whoever would believe that you help people? Who are you to think that you're pretty and sexy on the inside? Who, you know, nobody, you can never help anybody ever again if they find out who the true you is. So the next voice said, get under the water, get under the water. So I got underneath the water, and then all of a sudden, the next thing I know, because we go back and forth within ourselves, it's, you know, who's talking louder, the good or the bad? So next thing I know, I'm crumpled up on the soap dish, crying my eyes out, thinking I'm going to go into a mental institution, because I literally am a fraud is what I thought, from what somebody made me feel or what I allowed them to. And within a minute, the voice said, stand up and get under the water. And so I did. I'm a water person. Then my inner child, which I've taught myself, said, rub your arms, hug yourself. So I did, and I was naked under the shower. And then I just started feeling my body, which is something I also do have my clients do for themselves, to get to know themselves. I started feeling my body, and I thought, wow, I feel pretty doggone amazing. And so then instantly my voice said, my inner child said, I love you, Mia. I love you, Mia. I love you, Mia. And I snapped back to the queen that I am, because we're all the king or queens within our own existence, and I was there. And the voice said to me, get dressed up as fancy as you want, beautiful as if you're going out on a night, and go confront that person and let them know exactly what they did. They can never be in your life again. And, you know, so I dealt with it that way. But instantly, within a matter of 5 minutes, this switch happened. And it's happened since, under another situation, not quite so severe, but my voice said to me, I love you, Mia. And you get strength from within, because I re-raised my inner child. It's very dramatic, very amazing, and it's our divine right for each of us to be complete.
I love it. And you are so right. It is our divine right. And I have often, and you've probably had this experience too, people think that because we're in this line of work that we never have crises or upsets. And I always tell them, yeah. And I always say, yes, we do, but I know how to get out of it faster. It doesn't mean it's not painful, and it doesn't mean that I don't have to work through it, but it is. We have the tools, which is what you're sharing with the world, is the tools for the inner child to get out of it. I just love it.
It's all a choice, isn't it, Roy?
It is.
Isn't it all a choice? Yes. Because we can live in a beautiful realm knowing that there's love out there, and when we give love to the world and receive it, not just give it, but also receive it, then we know that the world is so much more beautiful and rich. And people like us who have had issues and who have had to work on this, this is what we share with the world because it's our true passion. There's nothing greater than helping another individual.
And did you know early on that you would be in this line of work when you were a child?
As a little girl, age 4, I was highly abused by my mother and lived in a very dysfunctional family. And although to the outside world we looked perfect. And so I used to, when I was locked in closets after being beaten, I used to talk to God. And I had a relationship with the divine as a little girl. And I knew that God was my true father, mother, not the crazy woman in the other room, who I still love and who I still love today. I may not like what she did, and I know she's sorry, as we all are. We're all individuals. We're parents. We're children. We're, you know, we all flow together. That's the oneness. So my true forgiveness, I was healed by forgiving and by blessing others. I knew that I would be in this line of work because I started out as a nurse. I started out helping people. But it wasn't until 5 years ago where I was literally dying. I had been in a type of a human coma or an awake coma where I was very, very ill. And 4 years ago, 5 years ago, I woke up on my birthday and I dreamed what I wanted my life to be because it had been miserable up to then. I thought if I could live the next amount of years, I was literally dying. They gave me 2 years. My organs were crashing. And I thought if I could live the same amount of time in beauty, and I imagined what it was, my heart connected and boom, there was no, that's it. I was going to try. And I talked to my kids and I said, this may kill me faster to lose 100, and I had to lose 140 pounds, to lose 140 pounds as soon as I can to change, to get off all this meds. I said, technically I'm in a wheelchair and I had to build my inner core. So I planned out my steps. I didn't have surgery. I did it all on my own. And I lost 140 pounds in 7 months, 20 pounds a month. In the first month, I knew that my sister said, people do not heal this fast. People do not get their strength back. And I said, I know God has chosen, you know, to help me, and I'm here to serve. So at that moment, I knew that I was here to serve mankind. And that's what I've been doing ever since.
Oh, I love this story. Because it is true that God is there to help. Whatever that God looks like, means, however you identify it. There is
and
that relationship to the universe. I was about 6 when I was told that I would be serving the people. I went running into my mother to, you know, crying. And she said, oh, honey, that's okay. You don't have to do that. She was so wrong.
Yes. You're right. So, yes. Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah. And I put it off. I wandered around the world, you know, before I got serious and said, oh, okay, Spirit's not giving up. I guess it's time to do what I'm here to do. So we come at our contract, our passion, all different ways. There is no one direct road. And I want the listeners to know that whatever you are going through at the moment is perfect for you as long as you don't stay in it, as long as you don't wallow in it.
Can I give a piece of it?
Sure.
I tell my sweet people that I work with, my clients, I tell them, it is okay to feel the way you're feeling. You have to feel that way so that you can shift out of it. But exactly plan how long you're going to be in that. I do it for myself. Is this something that I need for an hour and then I shift out? Is this something I need for a day or 2 days? But no more than 2 days, because truly, if our heart is there connecting, we can shift. We don't need to wallow in our sorrow, but we do need to feel it so that it does not occur. And in that time, we learn exactly what we need to learn.
Yes. I'm with you 100% on that. I call it a split screen, where you go through the feelings, and perhaps it's very painful, and you're crying, and you're upset. But on the other side of the screen is this, I wonder what this is all about. I wonder what lesson my soul and spirit needs from this. And so that's how I tell my clients to analyze it. And it's very important to experience it, because otherwise you're all in your head. And that's not where the inner child is. I think of the inner child as that heart connection, creative, magical, and like you say, the one who visualizes their life. Have you ever had anyone who just couldn't visualize?
Yes, I have. I've actually had to go way, 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 instead of looking at themselves in a mirror, like in the bathroom, and doing their mirror work, I've had to have them have a little tiny handheld mirror just up to their eyes. And this is why I do a type of an intake with people, because I have to know exactly where they are. And I help them to find the beauty within their eyes, just the color, just a shape.
Yeah.
Look at your soul within. And as they get to know that, because those 10 years that I was in that human walking coma, I literally, because I was unable to move, I sat on the couch, my hair was in a ponytail, and I never looked at myself in the mirror. I had no idea I was a beautiful woman. I had no idea, except for I did know that I had a connection to the divine, to God, and that I was his reflection. Mm-hmm. So I was beautiful that way. So when I changed my life, I had to literally, and I have my clients do this who cannot face themselves, I literally had to look at a picture. I put it on my desktop, and I stared at that for hours. I'm talking about weeks upon months upon, you know, so there are many, many hours in a day. Because I was like, who is this person? She's very attractive, but it's not me. And I had to make that shift. Yes, that is me. And I'm attractive only because I'm God's child, and because I have an inner light, and because I want to be and give, not because I have brown long hair and yellow eyes. That's not why I'm attractive. The attraction comes from the inside out. It's true beauty. It's not what we look like on the outside. And everyone is just as stunning and beautiful as the next, because we're divinely, uniquely different. And that's our glory. That's our beauty right there.
And being able to honor that spirit and accept the fact that we are the best thing that ever happened to us is truly a gift. It truly is a gift. I love your work, Mia. Now, tell people how they can get in touch. We're close to the edge here. So tell people how they can get in touch with you, how you can they can begin working with you.
Wonderful. Well, I'm one of my biggest areas is Facebook. I know that sounds funny, everybody. But I have the I Am Who I Am page. But it might be best to find me on my personal page, which is Mia Signs Whitmore, or Mia Signs. And that's spelled M-I-A-S-A-E-N-Z Whitmore, W-H-I-T-M-O-R-E. My website is thepassionmuse.com. And my address at the moment, because my website is being redone, but it's still up. It's the old website. You can also reach me at thepassionmuse@gmail.com.
Oh, perfect. Thank you so much for being my guest today. This has been just a fascinating conversation, and I'm sure that people who are listening have received a great many tips and suggestions and ideas, and you're there
Thank
for
you.
Them if they want to work with you.
Absolutely.
Many blessings, my
Absolutely.
Dear.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure.
Bye.
Bye.
All right. I had a Gmail from Deborah, who was asking that, oh, my goodness, Deborah, don't do things one at a time. Let's do them all together. I won't go into detail about what her life is like, but it's quite interesting. So here's the reading that I have for you, my dear. The cards that I drew were the mother-father archetype and the lover. The mother-father is about taking care of yourself. It's about nurturing yourself, nourishing yourself. So you have been nourishing and nurturing everybody and their brother and sister and aunt and uncle in your life. And so now it's time, with all of this clearing that you're doing and all the transitions that you've got going on in your life, it is time for you to focus on yourself. And, you know, usually it feels a little bit selfish, so take baby steps. I'd like for you to do what I call the smorgasbord theory. I give this to all my clients who are making transitions. To start evaluating, start trying things. Do I like this or do I don't like this? And revisit all the things in your life that, you know, you're just doing out of habit. Do I really want to do this? Do I like this? What would I like to be? And Mia gave you some great ideas on visualizing and loving yourself. The affirmation I'd like for you to use is I want, I desire, I deserve, and I allow. And this is important for you to allow yourself to have everything that supports you, that works for you. Also, you know, homework, because I'm so infamous for giving homework. So here's some more homework, Deborah. Write a list of at least 50 to 100 things that you love. And it can be simple as sunshine. I enjoy watching birds fly. I enjoy music. And what this does is allow you to get back in touch with those things that you truly enjoy. And it instead of just moving through life without feeling or appreciating it, it moves you into a different level of, and do one of those things a day. The other card that I drew for you was the lover. The illuminated lover is one who finds passion in everything. The shadow doesn't quite, well, they just move from one thing to another. So when you have the lover, you want to examine what your heart desires. And I think what I'm picking up on you is that this has not been, you know what everybody else desires, but you haven't been clear on what you personally desire. And the other thing I want you to remember is there's only two reasons to do something: I want to or I don't want to. So if you find yourself saying, I really don't want to do this, but you want to back up the bus, you want to look at it very clearly. And then my favorite line is, I'm sorry, that's not going to work for me. This is the time in your life that you're going to put yourself first. So the lover is about the heart. And mother, father, as I said, is about nurturing and nourishing. You can find a little bit more about the archetypes on my website, which is roysolberg.com, and it's spelled R-O-I-S-O-L-B-E-R-G. Now, next month, we're going, or the rest of this month, since it's May already, we're going to look at consciousness. We're going to look at individual consciousness, the universal consciousness. We're just going to look at what the energy is going on around us and how to use that energy, how to create a flow in that energy. In the meantime, I am in the process of rebranding the show and myself. I think of it as going into the shadow with all those hidden talents and hidden ideas, and, you know, it's kind of like going through the attic and finding Christmas presents that we forgot we had. So I'm looking at that type of thing in my own life, cleaning out what works and or what doesn't work, and emphasizing what does work. So join me next week when we do consciousness. And as I said, you can always check on the website, which is roysolberg.com. Have a great week, everyone.